Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
How can we learn from those living with special needs and their families? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Joe talked with mom and advocate Tani Cullen. Tani's son lives with the diagnosis of autism and shared their journey of faith, the challenges, and the joys that result.
There came this point where he began kind of communicating God's truth as well back to you. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was something that I can't attribute it to just, the rapid prompting method just opened up his communication. Literally, there was a point where the veil between heaven and earth somehow got ripped away and something very supernatural happened. So I want that to be really clear that the rapid prompting method has been so key, yet I cannot deny that God has been behind this. So we were about a year into this journey where I'm doing these little lessons with him. And again, it's not pretty. I wanted to give up about 50 million times, I tell you. It's amazing that we just kept going. But a year had passed, and they were having another camp. So I took him back to get kind of a refresher. And all of a sudden, she asked him like an open-ended question. So it wasn't just kind of repeat back to me what I just said to you. But she said, what color do you want the car to be? And he spelled out brown. Himself. And I was like, whoa, he spelled brown. I mean, I can see red or something, but brown, that's a big deal. So all of a sudden that just opened up another step for us. So I started asking him as I was doing lessons, you know, well, what color do you want this to be? And what, you know, what color is Elmo? And, you know, some open-ended questions. Well, one day I was with him and I was reading out of the children's Bible. And so you do this sort of thing where you say, Jesus healed the blind man. And that's what we were reading. Jesus healed the blind man. What did Jesus do? Did he H-E-A-L heal the blind man? Or did he E-A-T eat with the blind man, you know, heal or eat? Choose. He chooses heal. I said, let's spell that, you know, and you got the pencil and the, and I also had his iPad there. And we have a letter board, it's called, on the iPad as well, that is from A to Z. And we were with the iPad at that point, and I'm thinking he's going to spell H-E-A-L, and he starts off-roading. So I'm like, oh, he's not getting it. And I kid you not, the first independent sentence my son had was, God is a good gift giver.
Wow.